told you, Lex, a married man hooker.
Fabulous. Gone with the Wind, fabulous. Okay?
You are psychotic, Jesus Christ.
It's time for a reality check.
Here we go.
And we are on Facebook Live. Welcome to the 2020 rendition of Reality Check.
Oh, yes. Ooh, it's a new year with new drama.
New drama for your mama, honey. Uh-huh. And there was a lot of mamas having fun in good old Canada because all about the carnival, honey. Toronto style.
Wow. Yeah. Yes. It made me kind of want to go. They were ready to let loose.
That looks like a super great time.
Yeah.
But I still don't know how to twerk, so I will move aside with our girl, Cynthia Bailey, and I will try my best.
I know poor Cynthia.
She really does try.
Just can't get it.
I like that her butt is getting bigger than Portia's.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. I know. Portia's butt has gone down a bit.
She's gone down.
Yeah.
Well, that's what love does. I mean, I don't think Cynthia has put weight on, but they say when you fall in love and you're happy, you start to eat a little bit more
cookie. That's true.
And sometimes that goes to your tushy.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
A cookie for your tushy.
That's right.
All right. So I think this is fun. First off, Portia and Lauren, you know, sisters hanging out, having a good time, getting their cosmetics done.
Yes.
I love the fact that they were using an eyeshadow called Orgasm. I mean, who wouldn't want that on their
course.
Eyes?
Of course. Of course. Yeah. I know. I thought that was so cute. Like some sisterly bonding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And of course, between these two, she lets her sister know that Dennis and her are doing well. And they talked about putting the ring back on her hand.
Right. So her sister's response was really funny. Like, oh, okay. So he cheated on you. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. I'll put the ring back on. Yeah, I don't know.
Because she's like, you need to take it slow.
Right.
I mean, you two got together. You had a baby. You didn't even really know each other that well.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, it's time to take your steps, your baby steps.
That's right. Which I thought they were supposed to get married like New Year's Eve, I guess. But things have obviously changed.
The cheating occurred.
Yeah, the cheating occurred.
But hell, you know, at least we all know now there's orgasmic eyeshadow out there.
Hey, at least we know that. Mm-hmm. So we can look for it.
It's a good call for all. Also, I thought that was interesting how Eva has been talking shade behind her back, and Portia eventually is going to bring that shade to the surface of the table.
So the thing that gets me about Eva, she could leave the show as far as I'm concerned, or just be a friend.
I do too. I don't think she adds
so here's the thing that bothers me is she throws shade or she talks about people and then she forgets.
Yeah, she does.
She's done that like last season too. Like she forgets.
Yeah.
Like everything that she said, and then she'll swear up and down. No, I didn't say that.
Yeah. Like the time when she said that, what was it, Cynthia paid to have that, what's his name, be her boyfriend?
Yeah,
exactly. I don't remember saying that.
Right, and she said it.
But you did!
But Candy, I think, brought a good point. She goes, the problem with your shade is you always seem to forget what you say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Some people, they get caught up in their lies.
Yeah.
Like the people who lie all the time. They just can't help it.
That's true. Yeah, I think she lies a lot or she gets so upset. Sometimes you get so upset and you say things you don't mean and then I guess you forget.
For sure.
That you say it.
Let's talk about what the ladies wore when they met at the airport.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about that.
What did you think of the outfits that they wore?
Well, first of all, Cynthia always comes slayed. Like,
slayed?
She like slays.
Oh, that's a new word, Tracy, for you.
Okay, for 2020. I mean, I loved her outfit. She looked really pretty, but comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she had the legs showing and everything.
She had her legs showing.
Yes, she did.
I did not like Marlo's dress whatsoever.
You didn't?
I don't need to see your nipples, no.
Oh.
She wasn't wearing a bra. That did not look good.
No. I like the color. That's
she
what I
liked. She had on a yellow muumuu and her nipples were exposed.
Okay.
No.
Bad. Now that you pointed that out, now I remember that, but I like the yellow on her.
Yellow looks good, but everything else looks horrible.
Okay.
Also, Vanna's biatch outfit.
Oh, my gosh.
Why is she on the show?
Why is she? I don't get it. She brings nothing.
No, she doesn't.
Seriously, she doesn't.
I don't
understand. Basically, she brought that she recorded Cynthia. I mean, I think we all know that.
I think that we all know that to be true.
Yeah.
Very much true. And then, you know, Tanya...
Oh, my gosh.
She's a really sweet girl overall.
She is,
A lot of people, though, think that she shouldn't be on this show as well.
So
she doesn't bring any of the controversy.
She's a friend of now, which I think is a better spot for her. And I love how sweet she is and positive, but she's a little too turned up for me.
Yeah.
Like, she gets so great, like, everything's overly done.
She's like that girl that used to go to school with that was always super happy and really perky. Like, hi, everyone, have a happy Monday. That's who she is.
Which is great. And I do like her. I like her for her positivity. Mm-hmm. But it can be a little much.
Yeah, it's a little much. But, you know, she's super sweet. Her body is to die for.
Yeah.
And then, of course, she invites all these ladies to this big event where she's from. Yeah. I like that she gave them all rooms that were the same, except for her own, as she should. She's the queen at that. So that was really good.
Yeah.
I also liked the fact that when Candy and Cynthia did the chat with Kenya.
Oh, yeah.
This was probably the most real I've ever seen in a lot of these shows.
Yeah.
I mean, it was very sad. Kenya, obviously, his marriage is falling apart.
Right, obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that dinner, I mean, he just clearly doesn't have respect for her.
It was terrible.
It was terrible. You know, he wasn't defending her or, you know, he was being disrespectful when he was talking. He kept cutting her off. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
Well, and then he was all about, you know, saying that, no, Nini, she never did me wrong. She's very sweet. I'm like...
And that's what I thought was disrespectful. I had to agree with Candy. Like, this is your spouse. This is your person, your partner.
Yeah.
Whether you agree with it or not, especially in front of other people, just have her back.
Yeah.
And then maybe discuss it at home, but not to have her back at all. Yeah.
And then for Cynthia, I thought that was a really great word to use. Does he bring you peace?
Right.
No, he does not.
He doesn't. Yeah. Yeah.
The dance studio was fun.
I thought that was cute. Yeah, I liked that a lot. Yeah.
I thought it was kind of fun. By the way, I really like Candy's outfit. I need to find that leopard outfit.
Oh, yeah. She looked really good in the leopard and her hair. She looked great.
But the girls were making fun of her. Like, she doesn't know what she's doing.
No, and I'm surprised, actually.
I know she knew what she did.
It seemed like Candy out of everybody would know how to dance and move. I mean, she's in a girl group and everything.
And she has sex all the time.
All the time.
She's got sex tools.
So she knows how to move. I don't. Yeah. I think Tanya did a great job planning the trip, though.
She did. Because
she gave everybody a rundown of the history, dance classes. Mm-hmm. I mean, I thought that was very cool.
I enjoyed watching Eva in the dance studio.
Oh, yeah.
Ball. She was on, like, a birthing ball.
Yeah,
she was on the birthing ball. Of course, she's got her glass with her ice chunks that she eats all the time.
Okay.
She's always eating, which is super funny to me. I didn't eat like that.
I'm going to say, the way she eats as a pregnant person?
It's the best thing ever.
Oh, my gosh.
And I look forward to seeing what's in her hand next.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
But they were super cute. Marlo, she looked good. All their bodies look good. I don't know how they do it, but they really do.
No, they do.
Then, let's talk about this crazy thing.
Yeah.
Kenya mentioning Mike's proposal to Cynthia. You clearly ruined it on purpose.
That really, I was as upset, like, when I watched that.
Yeah.
As soon as Candy, like, looked at her and was like, why did you do that?
Yeah.
It's like, Kenya is just, she's got some bad juju. Why would you try to ruin your friend's really special moment? Which I totally think Cynthia and Mike are just so meant to be. I really do.
Yes.
I love them together.
They're very chill together.
Yeah.
But it's clear, like, you did that on purpose.
And then she lied about it.
What? No.
She's like, no, I didn't know. And Candy's like, hold on, I text you, like, you should get here because I think it's going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. And then you come in right away? Mm-mm. That's not cool. What's up with that?
I don't know. And then Portia, she does her little confrontation to Eva. Marcel.
Yeah. You know, it's so funny when they come up with these fights because you're like, oh, I thought everything was fine. And then all of a sudden, by the way, this bothered me.
Right.
You know?
A lot of that.
She had talked about her a while ago.
She did. And then, you know, I thought it was funny. Cynthia's like, can I chime in? She's like, sure. What do you have to say now?
Right. Oh, yeah.
She's like, listen, this is your girl. This is your ride or die girl.
Yeah.
She has loved you from the beginning. So she does forget things that she says.
She does.
She does not remember saying the blog comment. I don't know how you do not remember. There is tape after tape after tape of you saying it.
Exactly. I love it when they play it back.
That's the best when they play
this
stuff back.
And Candy never lies, though. She never lies.
No, I think we've
never caught her in a lie in all the seasons that she's been on.
She could care less.
Yeah.
So that's the basis of that show.
Pretty much. And then Nene comes in at the end.
Yes, girl.
So we're going to see
what happens.
She looked
good.
She looked great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we're going to see. I mean, she's in the outs with all the women. I'm surprised if she'll return next season, to be honest.
It is kind of weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's trying to do the sweet thing, you know, where she sends that card to Cynthia and...
Well, what did you think about that?
Because I thought it was sweet.
I thought it was sweet, too. But Cynthia then says she saw it on a blog.
Yeah. And someone said that she's just trying to make herself look good in front of everybody.
Right. Well, Kenya said that.
She's playing the role.
Right.
I don't know if you had seen this. I'm sure you did. But it was official by the time you and I were on vacation that Teresa and Joe are getting divorced.
Yes, yeah.
And that she is dating the pool guy.
She is. I saw pictures on social media. Unbelievable.
Yes, he is hot,
he
dude.
He is hot.
He's super hot.
I am not mad.
The pool guy is someone that she grew up, went to high school with.
Yeah. It,
this stuff happens. When you have a past with someone,
yes,
it comes back.
I love it.
He's super sad, though. I don't know if you checked Joe's Instagram page.
No, no.
He is posting all these past photos of him with Teresa and the girls.
Yeah.
He's having a really hard time admitting to himself that his wife has actually moved on and fallen. They're talking about getting married already.
What?
Yes.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. Whoa.
It's too true.
Ooh,
too
that true. Tea is too hot.
Too hot. Too hot to handle. There you have it. Those are your beautiful housewives with Reality Check. More next week on Crystal the Morning Rush.
So nasty.